there's kind of two main reasons behind it, I suppose. One's charitable, and the other is personal, I suppose. I had a fairly turbulent relationship with alcohol for many years, so I suppose, you know, I'm trying to prove to my former self that things that would have been out of my reach are kind of feasible now. And but, you know, it's a really incredible journey that we've just been on. I mean, it ended this morning. I couldn't be more thankful to my team. We had the most, it's hard to describe the time that we had for 30 days. You know, it was a challenge in two halves, really. There was the 30 marathons consecutively, and then there was existing in camp, sleeping rough, no running water, no showers, no access to kind of regular food. So we've had it pretty rough, and we're delighted to have come out successful on the other end.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you and to the whole team. You've got a support network, as you say, that's helped you get through this. Spencer, if you don't mind, let's talk about some of those reasons you said. You said proving something to your younger self. What kind of message do you want to try and tell people who perhaps see some of themselves in the way that you used to be with your issues with alcohol?
It's difficult to give advice, really, on the matter. I think everybody has their own relationship with these things, and you know, it's often not linear how people navigate these tricky situations. You know, I abused alcohol for many years. You know, it kind of was masked as fun, I suppose, for a long time, and only became problematic, you know, later on. I was teetotal for a period of 4 years, which I think was incredibly helpful for me. Mm-hmm. I now drink alcohol in moderation. I feel like I have a completely different relationship with alcohol. It no longer is this thing on my back that, you know, I'm frightened of or looking to get rid of. So, you know, somebody wrote to me the other day, and it was meant as a kind of insult, saying, well, you've just replaced one addiction with another. Mm-hmm. And I actually thought that is quite good advice. You know, you asked me to offer advice. I probably wouldn't offer advice if I wasn't asked for it. But my advice to anyone who's struggling with alcohol or feels that they have developed, you know, bad habits that they're struggling to shake, is to try and do exactly that. You know, try and channel your addictive nature into something else, into sport, into running. A period of abstinence, I think, is incredibly helpful. Obviously, for some people, they need to be abstinent forever. That's not the case for me. I don't think it's necessarily the best advice either to give people who have issues with alcohol the advice that they should just be teetotal forever. It's a huge mountain to climb. And again, you know, everybody is different. I needed that time off, that 4 years, just to really kind of reassess my relationship with it, be free of it, and to give myself the opportunity to be able to explore my potential, I suppose. Not everybody needs to run marathons or lots of marathons, but for me, this is a really good way of channeling, that nature that I have within me into something more positive. You know, fundraising for people who need help.
I wonder, of course, as well about being a father as well. I've seen from some of the reporting, I think your daughter Gigi learned to ride a bike while you're away. You've got three kids. How much of that has sort of inspired you to not only to get a better relationship with booze, but also to do something like this, so they can, you know, they'll eventually see this?
Yeah, I mean, they're here now, actually. Gigi and Theodore, the two older children, are here now. My parents very kindly flew out to support me. I had a bad relationship with alcohol before Theodore was born. So Theodore was is our oldest son. He turns six next week, actually. So, you know, my period of total abstinence was throughout his younger years, and as mm-hmm. I said earlier, I feel like I've got a grip on it now. But I think it's important to try and set, you know, a good example to your kids. I don't believe that, you know, everybody should not drink alcohol. That's, you know, I've never been anti-alcohol. I just needed a good break, and that break, as I said, has allowed me to really focus on things that I would have ordinarily found impossible. You know, I've been inspired, greatly inspired by people who have pushed their bodies through limits that, you know, I would have thought just wasn't possible. And now to consider myself, you know, in at least a similar camp to them is how I would define progress. And, you know, I'm only paying attention to trying to better myself, you know, in this process, and you know, if I can raise significant funds for charity, then, you know, let's use the platform that I have, having done some television in the UK, to try and kind of spread the word and raise some money.
You talked a little bit about the food and struggling with food. Talk to us about, like, the daily diet, if you can.
This challenge came in two halves, and one of the halves was a bit of a surprise. I knew we were camping. I kind of had assumed, or had hoped at least, that a lot of the campsites would be like the beautiful campsites in Wadi Rum. So we slept rough every night on these small mats that you literally put out just, you know, on the sands, and you go to sleep. It was warm enough at night usually to sleep in just shorts and nothing else. You'd have a sleeping bag next to you just in case it got a bit cooler. But often you wouldn't even need that. But, you know, some of the camps weren't so great. Lots of flies, quite difficult to relax during the day, 45, 46 degrees, no real shade, a little bit of shade. But if you're in the shade, you're then there all day. Like, you can't really leave the shade. So, you know, you don't have access to toilets or running water. Drinking water was warm. You know, there's nothing to do, really. You've got a book with you, and of course the company of your team. But over the course of 30 days, you do feel quite confined to singular spaces. And I often had, you know, between 3 and 4 hours kip at night, and then you're expected obviously to get out and do it all again. So I have to say that I feel very proud of where we are, you know, having completed it. And that's not a feeling that I've always had. You know, I've it's good.